Yo, yo, yo! It's your boys, the Black Tower Podcast. How you doing?
Oh, sir!
You know how I'm doing?
Sound like somebody dying from a White Walker.
See this? See this? I put my entire ass jug of rum in the freezer.
I put my entire ass in the freezer.
Put my entire ass!
Refreshing. My whole ass in the freezer.
My whole ass.
Look at that. A long expected soundscape. Jordan, how's it going?
What Hope is you're up?
Having a good night.
Mr. Soundscape in the house.
I can't wait to do my best Rand impression and fall asleep to the dulcet tones of dulcet tones of a horse hoofbeats. Oh, don't give me too much shit. Anyway. We are the Black Tower Podcast, a mostly Wheel of Time podcast. By mostly, I mean all Wheel of Time in one way, shape, or form. Coming at you again for another Tuesday recording. If you like to listen to our live recordings because you just can't get enough, or you have an extra dollar a month that you just don't know what else to do with, so you're a patron of ours, and we super much... Thank you for it.
I hate people where work at the bank.
We'll be doing... I hate dealing with the bank. I got to get rid of this dollar. Take your hat off, son. That there's a dollar bill. That's a dollar bill. We'll actually be recording two episodes this week. Right now, we are planning on recording another episode this Thursday, if you are listening live, or if you're catching this in early access on Patreon, or if you happen to see it in the chat. We're recording early, or another episode this week, this Thursday, at the normal schedule time, I think is the plan, right, Josh?
Yes. It'll be a bonus episode because we had technical difficulties. The taint came for us last week. And we know that live recordings is a Patreon Benny. It's all about the Bennies.
Yep. And we like being a week ahead of schedule, so... this episode we're doing right now will probably be the public one this Friday.
This episode that we're recording right now will, yes, it'll be this Friday, March the 22nd. If you're listening to it on YouTube, know that it came out on March the 22nd. And if you are in the future and our voices are echoing to you from the past, please check a few videos in the future from this one. And see if we had fun at JordanCon. Because, y'all, I am psyched for JordanCon. I am so psyched. How about you, sir? Are you so psyched?
I'm pretty excited.
It's going to be a party. We're going to have all the fun.
I mean, I want to have some fun. Having all of it, sir. Fun is what tends to get me in trouble every year.
We're going to have it all.
So this year I just want to have some of the fun, not all the fun.
Maybe you have some of the fun. I will have all of the fun for you. I'll have all of my fun and some of yours.
How's that? Really? Yeah, this is my excited voice.
And it's Carrie's in the chat. What's up? Carrie is a WattCon person. She doesn't normally do the JordanCon.
But anyway, for those of you that don't know me, my name is Andrew, just like it says right down there. I am there, Bajan Mahil.
Yeah. And this me right here is me, Josh. Josh BTP with the Sword of Armhales. We're here because we blacked our podcast. We like Wheel of Time books and talking about books of Wheel of Time.
I love how I just like stop putting BTP at the end of my name. At least for our stuff, I'm like you're on our channel. So
wait,
I hope you noticed. If you don't, well,
you're not kidding. Well. How'd you do that?
What?
You took BTP off of your name.
Yeah, you can change your display name in StreamYard. Right. Oh look, it's gone from yours now too. What a cool. So, Gary is here for research and support.
Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate your support and research.
This will be
this episode is going to be. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. You were doing a better segue into what the episode is about than I was.
Well, what I was going to say is that we are going to have a snap. We're going to have a spoiler-free episode tonight because tonight's episode is all about that con. No, Jordan.
I definitely read this message wrong. I read it as, I read four chapters today. I pooped too much, Elaine. Not that I'm happens, pooped.
Though. You know, that happens, though.
And Carrie's killing it. Like,
Carrie, dude. Chapters. For those of you who aren't in our Discord, you absolutely should be in our Discord. Carrie is mowing these books down. I think Carrie is our unofficial, official resident first-time reader. And
yeah,
good on you, Carrie. Good on
already you. I know it's Winter's Heart. I'm delaying so I can go and look and see exactly what chapter. Yeah, just finished chapter 9 and on chapter 10. So
fucking it's perfect.
Booking it. Boogity boogity booking it. Yep.
Boogity, yep. Boogity, boogity.
Jordan's boogity. Paying attention.
Jordan is paying attention. You guys will remember Jordan from his legendary soundscapes. So we're going to Jordan.
Yes. You should remember him from his legendary soundscapes. Come on, Josh. What are you doing?
Exactly.
And if you want to pre-order the one for the Eye of the World, we have a discount code down in the description below.
That's right.
Power25 to get 25% off of your pre-order. Or once it's available, your order, I'm assuming, of the soundscape for the audiobooks for the Eye of the World.
Strongly endorsed Eye of the World by the Black Tower Podcast. And speaking of the Black Tower Podcast endorsing things at JordanCon, there will be an ad for Jordan's soundscapes with an official endorsement from the Black Tower Podcast as well. So make sure if you go to JordanCon that you see all of those things and scan the QR codes and follow his YouTube channel for all of his great soundscape content.
Join the Discord, have all the fun, get all the updates on more than just Wheel of Time. So there you go. Show up and listen to us live and you might get a shameless promotion for your own stuff in one of episodes.
We do that
all five of our regular listeners when this goes public. So
also, if you see us at JordanCon, you are required to come say hi to us. We do have swag. We will have all kinds of fun gifts and things. And sometimes we give away coins, very special challenge coins. And there's only three ways to get a challenge coin. One is to become a patron at a certain level.
If it's in a three-way.
Second way to get a coin, to get a challenge coin, is to win it when we do a giveaway. And we do the giveaways at JordanCon, WattCon, and all our live events. And the other one is if you do something particularly awesome and we go, damn, dude, that was cool. Like, we'll get
it. Happens. You can join the likes of Brandon Sanderson and Sarah Nakamura and Daniel Green and the combined effort of both Matt and Taylor Hatch.
That's true.
As well as many other illustrious others, including Jen from Talk Around Riyadh, in having coins. So pay attention to us on X and Leia. Leia has coins as well.
That's true.
I forgot who I was going to say. There's a fair number of people that have won coins just by being awesome and paying attention to the giveaways. If you don't want to wait or make sure that you guaranteed get one or both of them, Patreon is your place to do that. Our Patreon, not just a random patron. Like, don't send us a receipt that you're a patron for somebody else and be like, hey, where's my coin? Doesn't work that way.
or do. It'll be fun. We'll laugh.
It'd be funny. Yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll laugh about it, and then we'll be like, ah, no.
So, Andrew, with Jordan Con around the corner, and now we're getting to the point where we're quite seasoned, right? Like, we've been there. This will be, what, our fourth one?
Yeah, our fourth one, period, and also as the Black Tower
podcast. Yes, that's true. Leia, why can I see the look on your face with that laugh? Yeah. I can see that. That's I love it. Oh, we're starting off with a question. Let's get a guest question first. So Jordan asks, is the structure of JordanCon roughly the same every year?
Yeah, I'd say the building looks roughly the same every year. Dick. It has been renovated in the past, but elevators in the same spots, the bars in the same spot.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But the last 2 years, the second bar has been open. Yeah, no.
That's actually quite true.
The perfect response I was looking for. Yeah, no, the structure is pretty much the same. So JordanCon works off of tracks. They do, as I'm pulling it up again, the list of tracks, several different tracks that are all kind of moderated and put together by different members of the JordanCon staff. So they have the Author's Workshop track, fantasy, gaming, lit RPG, their main programming, science fiction, the Worlds of Brandon Sanderson, the Makers track, the Wheel of Time track, and the Writers track. All of these are themed after the name. And so there'll be simultaneous panels and events and things for you to go to and enjoy from each of the different tracks. So you might do, you might go and sit in on a Wheel of Time panel talking about the first two episodes of season two TV show. And then the next track, you might go and sit in on a writer's track that's going to give you like pointers on writing or talk about the different challenges of writing. Oh, Lit RPG is new this year.
Oh,
so
that fun.
Could be interesting.
There's also crafting tracks. There's one event that is kind of a JordanCon staple. There's a lady who makes really cool stained glass windows, and she teaches a class on how to do that. There are, yes, oh my god, Leia, so true. You have FOMO while you're in the hotel. Like, while you're walking around going, okay, I want to go to this. I want to attend this. I want to attend this. You can't. There's so much to go do and see, and it's so awesome. But damn, is it... It can be a lot. It can be a lot.
I will say that generally every year, even if I go with the intention of attending a certain panel or a couple panels, like I'm going this year and I definitely intend to attend some panels, most of the time I wind up being like so engrossed and just having fun in the lobby with all of the other people hanging out that it'll be like 20 minutes into a panel I wanted to go to, and then I'll finally be like, ah, shit, you know, I missed the panel. Luckily this year, though, we're going to have the media pass stuff, so we can still at least walk in and watch from the back. That's one of the perks, I guess, of the media passes. But of course, you know, with the media pass comes the responsibility of doing, you know, some form of media coverage of the events there. So there's a very good chance that you're going to, if you're at JordanCon or you're watching content from JordanCon, you're going to see us, you know, making content, trying to cover some of the stuff that's going on and fulfill our end of the kindness that JordanCon has shown to us by accepting us for the media pass stuff. So,
yes.
And if you want to help with any of that, or you want to get in on it or talk about anything, by all means, feel free to run up and be like, hey, I am here to help.
Absolutely. So as we prepare for JordanCon, and this is where I was going originally, as we were preparing for JordanCon, and as we have, you know, been there 4 years now, right? This will be our fourth year. What were your feelings that first time? Because I still remember walking in to the Crowne Plaza the first time, right? I still remember that feeling vividly. How do you feel about JordanCon now that is different from how you felt about JordanCon then? Just like watch us through that. Also, Wolf Brother.
Yeah. A lot calmer, honestly, because I kind of know what to expect. The first year, there's always that like new event and being around people, because it was the first real time I was around other Wheel of Time fans in person.
Yeah.
So, and especially like doing like a podcast on it, you know, a full spoiler podcast. It was like, okay, you know, one, is anybody gonna, not that I wanted anybody to know who I was. Like, you always wonder, like, am I gonna meet people that know the show? There, which we did. And then there's like, am I gonna be able to keep up with the discussions with people talking about stuff from the books or anything like that, you know, and not make myself look like a buffoon. But a lot of it was just like the new novel thing, kind of nerves or jitters or whatever have you. Also didn't help that that year, like the first year there, I rode the motorcycle, which was absolutely fine. Other than one part of my heel toe shifter shearing and me having to fight with that.
Oh, I remember that.
But the second day there, I like parked super far away, like halfway around the compound.
I remember that.
And then like it was hot and I'm fat, so I'm like walking through and I'm like wiping sweat off, and I'm all sweaty whenever I finally walk through the garden to meet Josh and everything. So,
oh god, that was so good.
There's definitely closer parking, and if not, like the Ubers or Lyfts aren't bad there. That's it. Like I feel more immediately the second year, I feel more at ease walking into it, not being like, oh, okay, there's, you know, pressure or stuff.
Yeah, no, I feel the same way. I'll never forget rolling up that first time, and my brain kept being like, I hope I didn't book the wrong place. Like, it'd just be my luck to fly all the way across the country, get it wrong somehow, and be like showing up to this random ass hotel and then being like, all right, I'm here for JordanCon. And they're like, what are you doing in Atlanta then, you dumbass? It's in fucking, I don't know, Indiana. I don't know. But like, you know, there was always that like fear. And I show up and I walk in and it's that first day and it's just kind of like people are still showing up. And I'm like, all right. So, we got a hotel situation. Cool. I kind of like walked up to the door, like walked up to the desk and was like, hey, I'm here to check in. And they were like, cool. You know, what are you here for? You in Atlanta for the weekend? And I was like, yeah, I'm here for the convention. And they were like, oh, you're going to have a great time. We love the convention. It's so much fun. And I was like, oh, really? Like, you guys are into it too. Have you read the books? And they were like, books? Like, nobody behind the counter had actually read the books. They were just all like, no, you guys just show up once a year and
make once this place a year, the crazy. Nerds congregate in our the lobby. Nerds.
They vacate their mother's basements
to come to our hotel and be drunk nerds in the lobby.
And then I kind of started wandering around, like, and I will say this, I'm a pretty outgoing guy. Like, most of you know me, know that I'm a pretty outgoing guy, but that first year, I know, right?
It's so hard to get you to talk in public.
I'm a brick wall.
No, honestly, you remind me of, like, in that singular regard of how, like, you never meet a stranger. And I know I've said this before. You remind me exactly of my dad.
Well, there you go.
My dad is the same way. The man never met a stranger. Like,
I love it. But no, I walked around for a good solid hour. Like, I went down and had a beer at the bar. And I started recognizing, oh, there's some Wheel of Time people. I wonder if I should go talk to them. Oh, there's some Wheel of Time people. You know, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy my beer for a minute. And, you know, like all the things you tell yourself, which is basically just an excuse to not go over and start talking to people. And
if they happen to stumble close enough to me, I'll make a comment maybe and join the conversation.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude
and just inject myself.
Yep, that you're speaking to my heart, son. and then it wasn't until
now. Do all of that while introverted.
Yeah.
it wasn't inebriated until enough to be extroverted yet.
Yeah, because so you showed up, and we started hanging out.
Yeah,
and we saw Innkeeper Hatch.
Yep,
and he turned around and he was like, "Oh my God, it's Black Tower! What's up, guys?" And like came over and gave us this big hug. And I was like, oh,
the most immediate and rewarding validation to date, I still think we've ever had.
I would very much agree.
At least easily, if nothing else, top three.
Absolutely. Another one for me on the top three is a gentleman by the name of Sean. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we were in the elevator coming down to the lobby, and we're just talking to people, and we're starting to get into it, you know, starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. And I was like, hey, you know, here's some wristbands, you know, have a wristband. And he grabbed the wristband, put it on, and went, Black Tower. Shit, I know you guys. You guys are my Friday commute. Oh, yeah. And that was super cool. And Sean is one of my favorite people to see now at these events. I always love to go up and give my boy Sean a good big hug because he's awesome. We love Sean.
Yeah. I mean, he's not the only one. I'm personally terrible with names. I will recognize somebody's face all day long and be like,
"Yeah,
hey, you." Like, it's not that I don't know you. I'm just fucking terrible with names.
Yeah.
Like, my brain goes, you know this person, but it also goes, but you don't deserve to remember their name. Enjoy the anxiety, asshole.
You don't deserve that name.
It's like every time I go up to somebody, like, if I don't say your name or I can't immediately recall your name, I am immediately anxious that you're going to say something to me that requires me to address you by name. And I'm like, ah, fuck.
How has your preparation changed? Like, what are you doing this year? I know you said you're like feeling more calm.
Well, I used to use preparation
about it, like a little bit more
B, confident. But now I use preparation H.
Hey. But how, how does that, right? Okay, but for real though. But how has that changed for you? Are you doing like I'll give you an example. Like for me, like I'm showing up. I don't want to show up and be like welcomed there, right? I mean, I'm going to. They're going to welcome me and I'm going to feel welcome. It's going to be great. It's like coming home.
I just want to walk and like them be like, get the fuck out.
I want, when I show up, when I roll up to the Crown Plaza this year, I want to be a welcomer. I want to be someone who is welcoming other people to JordanCon. Because so many people we've talked to over the years have been like, yeah, this is my first time, and I was really nervous about coming, and I wasn't really sure about it, and I'm really glad I did, but I spent the first day kind of to myself because I was nervous, and I kind of want to be someone who, and so I, that's kind of why I started with the wristbands, right? At first, it was a nice way to be like, hey, Black Tower Podcast, but it also was a nice icebreaker. It was a nice way to start talking to people, get people involed, and
so when I say what's changed for me than they are on Friday, because Saturday is normally when you wear the kilt with the secret crotch pocket.
Nope, Saturday is Black Coat Saturday.
Oh, so it's Friday then, and I'm wrong.
Yeah, Friday. No, it's either Friday or Sunday. One of those days, I wear the kilt with the BTP mechanic shirt, and I like to pull it out of my secret pocket.
Oh yeah, the one that I can't button because I haven't lost enough weight.
Dude, I feel so bad.
Don't. You tried to get a bigger size and they didn't have it. They only had 2X.
It's true. But we'll get you there.
But if you guys are ever wondering about getting me a shirt, 3XL. Preferably, I can do 2X big and tall.
There it is.
But
um So with that in mind, like what's do you even have anything different that you're kind of feeling?
I can show the biggest difference. Like yeah. that's right back over there. This is our biggest difference. Other than the lavalier mics, the lapel mics, this is the BTP travel recording kit. This part may or may not be coming with us because it doesn't break down anymore and it doesn't fit in the bag.
I love it. I love it so much. I'm so excited.
Which I still have to test it and make sure everything actually works because that's got the it's got the mixing board, the 5/4 channel mixing board, the supposed like Bluetooth connect, all that. My biggest change is really more of just like a travel preparedness change. I've never owned luggage before. Yeah, I never had a need to. I didn't go anywhere, and it only took until JordanCon last year it wasn't even JordanCon last year. I had it in time for WattCon.
I remember you saying that. Like, that for the first time in your adult life, you had luggage.
Yeah, I actually bought luggage for the first time ever. So I actually do that. I travel enough now, at least 2 to 3 times a year now, to where I need luggage. So I do that. First year, I didn't book early enough, and I didn't worry about booking in the actual hotel venue. I make sure I do that now because it is definitely a lot easier if you can do it. It's a lot better. It's a lot easier to stumble to the elevator than it is down the road, and also a lot more illegal.
Yes, it is.
So, that is a fact. And the party goes on pretty late, honestly. Which I might be getting too old for, to be honest with you. I might be getting too old for the staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning and then getting up anytime before 11.
Sir?
You do it, and I don't know how. I don't fucking know how you do it.
Because we don't stop playing because we get old. We get old because we stop playing. Sir, you need to pump up those numbers. Those are rookie numbers.
I don't know what kind of wake-up aid you're using, but...
Nothing.
There must be something in that.
Why are you asking questions? What's up? What? Why? It's why? Do I have something on my face?
Extrovert blood.
Is that something? Hi. What's up? Hey, let's go. Let's play. Hi.
What? When you mix extrovert blood with like 10 plus years of drinking experience over what I have.
That's all right. You'll get there. You'll get there, buddy.
Yeah, maybe one day.
I'll take you under my wing. Gary brings up an excellent point. There is actually a FOMOCon. It is held virtually. It is something that people do. It's usually hosted in any number of Discords. I think North Harbor hosted one. I think Snakes and Foxes hosted one. But no, FOMOCon is there. It is something. JordanCon's kind of a unique thing, right? There's a convention for everything these days, it feels like. There's Star Wars conventions, there's Harry Potter conventions, there's Marvel conventions, there's DC conventions. And I think that through having a convention in something that's so sort of accepted and mainstream, the energy is different, right? Does that make sense? If I go to Comic-Con tomorrow and they're going to have all these things, I feel happy to be there because I'm surrounded by things that I love. But I don't feel like I've just come home.
You're not losers.
When we go to JordanCon and WattCon specifically, we're talking about JordanCon right now, but I get the same feeling when I go to WattCon. I feel as though I'm coming home, right? Because I spent, as many other readers did, and this doesn't
make in Cambria.
Right. this doesn't make me any more or less of a fan. I'm not judging anyone's validity here as a fan. But what I'm saying is that there are a number of us for many, many years who read the books, loved the books, and had no one in real life to talk to the books about. I feel like the books are such that only someone who can obsess over something they love, that you can't finish these books if you can't obsess over something that you love, right? So I feel like when you go to JordanCon and meet several thousand other people who can obsess over something they love in the same energy that you can, there's no other experience like it in the world. None. Not a one. No matter where you go, you will never, ever, ever walk into a room and immediately feel like you're home, like you will when you go to JordanCon or WattCon.
Yeah. I mean, and if you're looking for like differences between the two cons, beyond the fact that we help organize one and not the other, JordanCon is definitely like a space where just a bunch of fantasy fans and nerds get together, and there's definitely programs and scheduled events and stuff to go to and enjoy, and it is absolutely worth going to. We do encourage, if you go to JordanCon or when you go to JordanCon, do try to go to the panels and to the different events and discussions. Go check out all of the writers that are there, because they're selling books and doing all this kind of stuff. God damn it, Wolf.
wait. I think this was the first year, wasn't it?
It was. This was the first year. Oh, another reason to be a patron. Oh, he's loading.
It's happening. All right.
So you'll see it here in a bit. this is a good story. Definitely go to the panels and stuff. There's always something to do. And we'll tell the story behind the picture once it loads. Because this picture went on to be used as like a like promotional picture to encourage. Oh, it looks so much worse when you do it that way. Oh, don't we have another view that it doesn't look as bad? No, we don't.
I don't know. Hold on. Let me do this.
Oh, God. I mean, it doesn't help that the picture is already like super zoomed in.
Yeah, well, so tell them the story of how we accomplished such a work of art.
So, Wolf Brother was there at the bar. We were all hanging out at the bar, having a drink. Obviously, you can see it's like full of people. This is like, this that is like, I think like Friday night, maybe.
Yeah, it was the first night, because I remember. Wolf Brother. No, there. Wait, it was Thursday night. Because I was trying to get there.
Oh, I thought there was like too many people there for it to be Thursday night.
Maybe it was Friday. I don't know.
Either way, it might have been Thursday night, right before the con started. And Wolf Brother took a picture of everybody hanging out at the bar.
The whole bar. All the way down.
And then Wolf Brother's wife zooms in, crops it down. Yeah, it was Thursday night. Crops down the picture to just me. And it was like, what the fuck is going on? Or something like that. Oh. Is this on a shirt? No.
Oh, my God.
Bruh. I wish that the picture was like, not that I really want my face to be in high def, but. Oh, God.
Two geeks. It was actually memed. And used as
this became one of like the
advertisements for WattCon.
It became like one of the first like three or four adverts for like it was like something along the lines of like, what do you mean you haven't bought your WattCon ticket yet? or something of that nature. Because I remember one of the media teams for WattCon, one of the social media coordinators ask me, like, hey, are you fine with me using it? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And I'm like, at the point that, like, it's publicly out there, like, I mean, I appreciate being asked, but you don't need my permission if it's out there publicly, technically.
But two geeks. The face, that face when you find out Rand can't use a sword.
Perfect.
Because that's what you do, is you grab it by the blade.
I appreciate the low res vote of confidence. I agree. In some ways, I very much agree. like, it's funny the different ideas that people have. Like, when you see the picture, because everybody else sees the picture, like, oh, it's funny. And I look at it and I'm like, where the fuck did my neck go? Well,
it wasn't even, you weren't even upset. You were just, it was literally like,
no, that was like
you had just turned around.
That was my default expression when people were randomly taking pictures, and I still do it a lot of times to this day, where, like, I know I'm not, like, the center of the picture, thankfully, and I'll just, like, in the, like, hoping for this kind of shit, endlessly, just in the background, just be like, just to see, like, if anybody ever notices it.
Oh, shit, dude.
It comes out with it, resting Andrew face.
Resting Andrew.
Bro, I do.
That's the shirt. That's the shirt. It'll just be that picture so... with the caption "Resting Andrew."
Oh wait, hold on. What am I asking you to throw if you uploaded it, bro? I do. I look so done with whoever's taking the pic. I look so done with Brad. So it was, and this was, yeah, no, this was right after I changed my hairstyle, actually. Surprisingly enough, because I used to like comb it to the side. This was like literally like the first couple months after I started pulling it straight back. Oh man, what a good time.
Well, that meme is now
resting
in
Andrew,
our
not down.
Dank Watt Memes channel. So it's there. Got it. So if you're not in our Discord, you should be, because that's where all the fun is. What are standout memories of Jordan Khan's past? You know, one of these days we're gonna be smart, and when we do these prepping for Jordan Khan episodes, we're gonna have the Jordan Khan organizers on with us to talk about their journey.
Yeah.
One of these days.
Smart. When we're serious professionals.
When we're serious about this whole gag.
Standout memories. So first WattCon, first Jordan Con, sorry. That Saturday, we got pulled in to do part of a Dusty Wheel live stream at the lobby. Which was super cool.
That was great.
So that was super dope. Last year, I have a standout memory because walked in and I was with my, at the time, girlfriend. And she was kind of shocked by the fact that I walked in and immediately there was like one or two people that were like, Andrew!
Yeah.
So that was like pretty cool, like a pretty cool but also like imposter syndrome-y kind of moment. So that was fun.
I love the difference walking into Jordan Con though now is, you know, 4 years ago I walked in, I like snuck in, I was like, sweet, nobody saw me. Gotta get the lay of the land. Don't want to interrupt anybody. And now, man, you walk in and it's, you see 20 people and you get three hugs and two beers before you can even make it to the check-in counter. And it's great. I mean, it's so much fun. And that's not even me being like, oh, I'm such a celebrity. I'm not, I'm really not. I mean, that's for anybody. Like, you come back to your people when you come back to JordanCon.
Well, you know what? It also helps that you have a tendency to send me a message when you're almost there and be like, you better have a beer waiting for me. And
I do. That is a direct order. Whoever gets there first has a beer waiting, though. That's the rule.
Yeah. And I tend to react like Dobby before he got the sock.
Yes, master. Dobby will get master a beer.
Yeah. But yeah, no.
A long expected soundscape is asking, can we tell the differences between Jordan Con and Watt Con? We have done this before. We've actually done breakdown episodes between the two, but we can do a real quick breakdown. For when one,
when Andrew finds out you don't know the difference between Jordan Con and Watt Con. Oh God.
Love it.
Hey,
the shade.
Last year I was trying not to get stabbed, all right?
He was playing Maiden's Kiss all weekend.
The fucking girlfriend like grew up in Detroit, all right? I'm trying not to get stabbed.
That's what I said. You're playing Maiden's Kiss all weekend.
Yeah, like the world's most dangerous game of Maiden's Kiss. Like Maiden's of Spear might be dangerous. I don't know if they're fucking Detroit dangerous.
Detroit rocks hold. Yeah, that's the thing.
And the year before. I forget all that shit.
So to answer the question, Jordan Con is massive. Jordan Con is huge. Like we said earlier, like was said, I believe it was Leia that said it earlier in the chat. You can show up to Jordan Con and you can have your itinerary booked out and have panels that go wall to wall, minute to minute, period, end of story, boom, 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 boom. And still feel like you're missing out on 18 different things.
Jordan Con is like a really big buffet. There's a ton of options. It's free to choose. You just walk in, you pick the stuff you want, but there's a bunch of different dishes and you can't get to them all. So you're going to leave feeling like you didn't get to try everything, but there's still going to be a ton to keep you busy. And it's even waiting in line. There's plenty to eat, you know, which would be analogous to hanging out in the lobby with all the other nerdy fans there.
At Jordan Con, I have met numerous people who didn't even buy passes to the convention and just hung out in the lobby and participated virtually with everyone. Like CouchCon. Yeah. CouchCon is a thing, and that's what they call it. You're sitting out on the couches in the lobby doing your thing. Jordan Con has spaces out in the lobby where you do your own. You can record live from Jordan Con. You can do that too with Watt Con, but it's a little different at Watt Con. Jordan Con is just, it's huge. It's absolutely huge. And no matter where you go, there's in the hotel, there's something happening. Period, end of story. It is very, very difficult to find a quiet corner in the hotel during the weekend of Jordan Con. But if you need a quiet corner, there are people who are absolutely willing to be like, yeah, here, talk to me. Social battery's dead over there. Don't worry about it. Talk to me instead. It's one of the most accommodating, most friendliest experiences of my life. Oh, the Ogier Grove behind the hotel. Oh, absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh, you heard it here first. Maybe first.
That is correct. Two Geeks, One Mic will be on site at Jordan Con this year. If you are a Two Geeks fan, which you should be, that's my other show. The person on the account there is my brother, Eamon. We are building cosplay for Jordan Con. So you're definitely going to want to go over there and check it out.
What a nerd. Oh, I've got one part of my...
Geek, sir. Geek. What a geek. Get it right,
nerd. I've got one part of one day of my cosplay together. I got to get the other stuff.
Yeah, you do. It's go time, son. It's crunch time. It be that time.
Yeah, yeah.
But so this is all okay. Also, this is a reminder.
Actually, I'm gonna get more stuff than that because we're doing another thing. No, the other thing is at WattCon, isn't it?
Yeah, the other thing's no.
Is it at JordanCon?
Yeah, it's at JordanCon. The bearded ladies.
Yeah, bro, I don't fucking remember this shit.
Yeah, that's a JordanCon, son.
Well, I got to get more stuff than I thought. Never thought I'd be dress shopping. Oh my gosh.
And that is a teaser. You have to come to JordanCon to see what we're doing.
If I get my cosplay together last minute, then I won't feel maybe as distressed as if I put it together for months and then the airline loses my luggage.
Ooh.
Rest in peace, Critter's original Rand wig.
Oh, and her
which
whole
you can find for sale on eBay at Black Tower Podcast right. Shop.
She had a whole Birgitta cosplay. Like an entire Birgitta cosplay that just gone.
She was like stuck in her Leandrin cosplay for like an entire day because all of her stuff got taken.
All of her she had to go to the mall, which that was another thing at the first JordanCon that I didn't know. There's a freaking mall with a whole bunch of restaurants and a food court right across the street. That entire first JordanCon because I couldn't get food in the hotel restaurant because they were always so busy or they were closed. And I DoorDashed like two meals the entire weekend.
But now we make a habit of it because we make sure every year we go to Breakers, which is a Korean barbecue joint, at least once. And we always go to Lazy Dog at least
once. Yes.
So those two things we always go to. There's another one. What's the other place that's on the same side of the road up past the gas station in that smaller strip mall area that we've gone to the last two or three years?
You're talking about the Tap House. There's a Tap House.
Yeah, there's a Tap House we always go to now. And that's generally like Sunday evening that we go.
Yeah.
The
first time we went, we actually went with Bane and Chiad. We went with Grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was fun.
That being said, if you see us and you like want to go somewhere for lunch or dinner or whatever the case, by all means, let us know. And if we have plans, we'll tell you and you're invited. If you want to go somewhere and you see us, by all means, feel free to invite us, message us, whatever.
Honestly,
we do try to pay attention. We may miss a message, to be fair.
Yeah.
We may, but we do try to pay attention and we always want people to come and hang out with us for that. The only place that's really like space limited for it is Breakers. And with Breakers, because they do the Korean barbecue and it's an all you can eat. Yeah, it's an all-you-can-eat thing. It is like, I think it's $35 to $45 for the all-you-can-eat thing, and everybody that's going to be in the room has to buy it.
Yeah.
So there is that. So other than that, everywhere else is like pretty cheap and everything. So
Honestly, the best way, and I'll say this, and if you're listening to this for the first time and you're not in our Discord, really, the best way to get to link up with us at JordanCon is to pop into our Discord, because that weekend we do, everything goes right into the JordanCon 2024 chat channel. We post pictures. We say, "Hey, meet us in the lobby in 30 minutes. We're gonna go do this," stuff like that. And go ahead and bring that comment back up real quick because I did actually want to address this. Leia's not wrong here. The bar and the restaurant in particular are difficult to navigate.
And to be fair, on the pricing, they're not that different from most hotels. Most hotels, restaurants, if they have one and their bars, are going to be more than you're used to paying at a standalone bar or standalone restaurant. Right. That's just
I do say this with all the love in my heart, Leia. While I do agree with the message here, I will say this: try to get something from the hotel because that does benefit the convention. So don't, definitely do not plan on eating there the entire weekend. Absolutely not.
Don't plan on drinking there. I generally try.
Yeah, I generally try to go down there and get like a plate of wings and a beer at some point in time. Just as a, you know, hey to the bar, to the hotel.
That's why I like getting there on Thursday, which is another thing that I think is a good point. If you can get there on Thursday, go Thursday. That way, Thursday night is going to be the least busy night until you hit Sunday night for Jordan Con.
Yes.
Because if so you wait
people
until
show up on Thursday night or Friday morning. Yeah.
There are times Friday night and Saturday night, literally, you could go down to the bar, order a standard glass of whiskey, shoot it, and get a buzz. And by the time that it comes back around to you to where you can order the next drink, there's a good, like the buzz would be gone.
Yeah.
It's very busy, which is very good for the hotel. It is very busy and they do make fantastic drinks. But when you do get up to the bar, think of it like if you ever go to a concert where you can buy drinks. You're probably going to want to buy two to three, maybe four drinks at a time.
Two or three rounds. Yep.
So because it is very, very busy.
Gets very chaotic.
But the staff there is absolutely fantastic. If you do want to buy your own stuff and bring it to JordanCon, you can, with the caveat asterisk of you can enjoy it in your room. You cannot carry any kind of open container or anything like that out and about in the JordanCon space.
It can't be visible.
Yeah. However, water bottles are fine with your water in them, of course, because you would never put anything else in your carry-around hydration device.
So, which leads to my next tip, which is go into the JordanCon merch booth, buy a JordanCon tumbler, buy a JordanCon water bottle, and use that as your watering device. Because not only does it, once again, not only does it support JordanCon, because we're all about supporting JordanCon, but it also conceals the beverage. And the hotel is really, really cool. They're really, really good about kind of looking the other way. So long as you're not acting too much of a fool, and so long as you're not being egregious about it. They have, I have actually been stopped a couple of times where they've been like, hey, you can't have that. But we had liquor bottles out on the table and they were like, hey.
And that's not just one or two. We had like six different liquor bottles on the table.
But even not then, they were really cool about it. They were like, hey, you can't have that out. Any liquor you have to have has to be purchased from the bar here. And then we were like, okay, well, the bar's closed. And the lady was like, right. And if you want to enjoy that in your room, you absolutely may. And I was like, well, what if I just drink it all in my room and then come back out? She was like, as long as you're behaving, that's fine. And like, they were really, really cool about it.
Yeah.
So as long as you're not, you know, acting too much of a fool.
They were also shutting down, like fully locking all those doors that went out into the
Yeah, that's true. We were out back in the, we were out back in the
Old Gear Grove. Yeah.
And also, yes, no streaking. I learned my lesson on that one.
So, yeah. As we start to get close to winding down here, recommendations. If you, this is probably more recommendations for next year's planning than it is this year planning, but if you can still make the changes now, do. If you can get there on Thursday and then leave on Monday, though, that extra arrival day before it starts and the extra day to recover a little bit after the con ends do make a world of difference. Definitely recommend doing that if you can. Staying at the convention venue, unless, of course, you live locally, even then, it's still great. Do that if you can, for sure. Because it's just so easy to hang out until 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And if you have to drive somewhere, that's its own challenges. So if you can stay at the hotel, do. And also, of course, it helps support JordanCon and the hotel that's so kind to everybody that goes. If you go by the JordanCon merch store and get a tumbler, or water bottle, or whatever they have there, and help support them for that. That's great. And try to make time at least once while you're there to buy some food and or beverage from the hotel. Because they are super nice and accommodating and helpful. And it's one of the places too, where if you get there before you can check into your room, you can actually leave your bags with the front desk and they will hold on to them safely until it's time for you to check in. And I believe they will actually shoot you a message when your room is ready if you're there before it's ready. So that you can, yes, you know, go to your room.
They also have a place that will hold your bags. So like if you're checking out on Sunday and your flight doesn't leave until, you know, 5 p.m., you can drop your bags at the counter and they will hold them for you. Mm-hmm. While you sit in the lobby and say your goodbyes.
And this is true. Yeah. Sunday is awesome for a wind down day. People do bring out all the food and beverages they haven't consumed. So it's fantastic. But the biggest thing is do your best as much as your social battery allows to engage with people and say hi to people. Remember, we're all there for similar interests. And if we're not at that point, we all probably had points where we were really nervous about saying hi to people. I still don't do it a lot. Like, you'll probably sit there and at times look and be like, wow, Andrew's really following Josh around like a lost puppy. He is my extroverted companion. Simple as that. I'm pretty introverted until the drinks start flowing. And so I follow the extrovert around and, you know, just whatever happens, happens, I guess. But find your, if you're not willing or able to do that kind of stuff, find yourself an extrovert like Josh, or even just find Josh and just tag along. You know, we can have a conga line of introverts behind.
I will party with all of you, and I will love every second.
I think they'll have them this year. Generally, with your badge, you can get an introvert or an extrovert ribbon, or both. I know I got both, and I put one so that it faces one line, and one so it faced the other way. So I could flip the badge around however I'm feeling. Or the badge would flip itself around and who the hell knows. So yeah, this year I get two extroverts.
So we will hurt all the introverts.
So definitely when you get there, say hi to Ebony. She is the fantastic welcome and guest coordinator for JordanCon. She is an incredibly nice and welcoming person. She is the melanin blessed empress. Jeez. That was one of those comedic, terrible misspeaks. What the fuck? You know, every time I see that happen to somebody, I'm like, how do you mess up those words? And then it happens to you and you're like,
Ebony is an absolute sweetheart. She is one of the nicest people you will ever meet in your life. Oh, God.
Ebony, if you do see this, I am sorry.
Melanin blessed.
Yeah.
And she is just one of the greatest people you'll ever meet. Fantastic.
What the fuck is this?
Sorry, mommy. Sorry. No, exactly.
Yeah. Ebony would absolutely laugh. She is super sweet, super nice.
Yeah, she's the best.
She has an amazing family. Her husband is a fantastic guy as well. We got to meet him, what, last year and year before?
I think so.
Or year before last.
Is Avienda coming this year?
I don't know.
We'll have to check Ebony's. Her daughter, her oldest daughter, is named Avienda. Yeah. And Ebony talks very frequently about how she has an attitude Leah very says, much Leah like says yes. Avienda. Avi is coming! We're all going to get pictures with Avienda.
So this is the year that Avienda gets spoiled.
Absolutely.
So.
I got Jordan Con is unlike, like I said before, Jordan Con is unlike anything you'll ever experience in your life. And if I could give you probably the most solid piece of advice, it is to just take a chance and talk. Okay. Like tell people you're there for the Wheel of Time. If you're feeling overwhelmed, say something. If you're feeling nervous and you're not quite sure how to jump into a conversation, say something. It's one of the most welcoming places that you will ever, ever, ever go. And if you are coming for the first time and you are nervous, all you need to do is find me. I will hook you up with swag. And I will invite you out to lunch with us. And we're gonna kick the party off. I'm gonna kick the party off with you. And we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna have the most amazing time you've ever had at a convention ever in your life.
I wanna have that section of audio is just audio itself. If you're coming for the first time and you're nervous, just find me. Oh. I am a child.
Okay, stop! Sir! I will. I will take you on a weekend-long date in which I make you feel like the most special person in the world.
Oh. But the people there are amazing. They're super kind. They're super accommodating. They're super understanding. If your social battery is drained completely or you run out of spoons, however you look at it, whether you look at spoon theory or social battery, nobody's going to sit there and judge you for you leaving. They will make fun of you jokingly and lovingly if you like just don't show up for a day, period. Don't ask me how I know. everybody is super, super kind, super understanding, super welcoming. So you can definitely come and talk with everybody. So are we having taint sauce at JordanCon this year? I saw that was a question earlier. I haven't seen anything about you fermenting pepper, so I'm thinking the answer may be an unfortunate.
So the answer is no. The answer is unfortunately no. I am so sorry, guys. And I'm glad you brought this up because I meant to address this. For those of you who know me, 2023 really put my ass in a sling. 2023 was a very, very difficult year for me. And I've been playing catch up and still kind of am in a lot of ways. One of the things that, you know, was not just I wasn't able to prioritize it was taint sauce for the year. And I did try like a couple weeks ago. I was like, no, I gotta do something. I can't show up with nothing. And I started a batch of jalapenos and I was gonna try and be like real low key about it and kind of surprise everybody. And they went moldy. So, you know, just one more swift kick to the nards. I am sorry, there will not be any taint sauce at JordanCon this year. And probably very likely there will not be any at WattCon. I do have a bunch of sauces from last year still. So I might be bringing those. We might still be able to do the Taste the Taint. And we might still be able to have some fun with that, but I definitely won't have any bottles for sale. So I apologize for that. Sorry. I just don't have any excuses there. It just did not happen.
I think given what has been going on and how hectic your life has been, especially at least the last half at least of 2023, if not longer, it's more than understandable. I know I have some hot sauces that I got for Christmas that I can bring that are like in like little dynamite packages. I'm sure TSA will love that. So we can always make something happen. It may not be homemade taint sauce as Josh is so famous for. But we can still try to do something closer akin to like a Hot Ones-esque Taste the Taint. So
yeah,
we will try to make something happen.
We're going to have some fun regardless.
Yeah. So if you come and find us, and by us, I mean Josh, because he's the extrovert, you will have fun. If you come and find me, you're already luckier than most attendees from last year. So there's more unfortunate.
And it's not just for his sparkling personality.
I mean, who knows? But any final thoughts about recommendations or opinions on JordanCon, anything like that from you, Josh, as we wrap this up? And for those of you wondering, I know I will be in Patreon chat after this.
Yes, Josh, we will be in Patreon chat. I'll probably go grab a snacky snack, but we will be in the Patreon chat. Jump in, hang out with us. If you're not a Patreon and you want to come into Patreon chat with us, join our Discord, sign up for our Patreon. You can do it for literally less than a dollar a month. We don't do it to make money. We do it because we want to hang out with our friends. And if you're a fan of the Wheel of Time in any way, shape, or form, you are our friends. So come hang out with us. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching this episode of the Black Tower Podcast, where we talk about JordanCon. We're both excited to be at JordanCon this year. We will also both be at WattCon. Oh, and if you don't know what the Gathering Madness is, you better strap yourselves in for a ride. Your all the Black Tower. I have been your Sorovan Mihail, Josh.
And I have been your Bajan Mihail. Andrew, thank you so much for tuning into this. We hope that this episode has helped you either feel better about coming to JordanCon or decide to go to JordanCon or give you some ideas on things to prep for. Again, if you see us, I might be introverted. Doesn't mean you have to be to say hi to me. If you see me around, by all means, come and say hi. It actually will help the introvertedness a lot. Because it's easier for me to react to people saying hi than it is for me to say hi. So, but we hope to see you there. And if we don't, we hope to see you at WattCon. And if we don't see you at either, we hope to see you at the Gathering Madness. And if we don't see you at any of the three,
try to see you in our Discord.
Yeah. Make it into the Discord. Do one of the things. Try to do them. We definitely encourage it if you can. We definitely understand if you can't. And if you can't make it to any of this stuff, be on the lookout for the FOMO cons. They spring up definitely for JordanCon. I believe there's one that also kind of springs up for WattCon.
Yep.
And there's at least a mini FOMO con kind of thing in our Discord where people look at the pictures and laugh. So we love you. We hope to see you at all the places and all the things. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It helps us out a ton. And feel free to leave comments, ask questions about JordanCon, WattCon, whatever you want to ask in the comment section below. And for all of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, we love you. We thank you. And we're going to get out of here. Good night.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that cut off where there's a good night.
I still show us live. You suck. The taint hath come for you, sir.
Oh, it does still show us live. What? I clicked.